Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting third. The first baseman, Sam Mealy. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Del Wilbur. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Milt Bowling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Al Aber. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Aber. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Williams reaches second base with a double. Pearsall goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Mealy reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's 2-0. Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Dick Marlowe now pitching. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Mealy moves to third. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene takes first base on ball four. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Marlowe drops the ball. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bowling. The throw from Wilson and he is out, Bowling applying the tag. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bowling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Dick Marlowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marlowe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to third for the out. Bowling moves to second. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling moves to third. Marlowe moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pearsall moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0. Red Sox. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilbur hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bowling fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bowling. Boone moves to third. Dropo moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Consolo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-1 in the game. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Grady Hatton now playing third base. Bud Sushok pinch hits for Dick Marlowe. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keane hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sushok moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sushok moves to third. Keane moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sushok tags and scores. One out. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Sid Hudson now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone strikes out. There goes Keane. The throw from Wilbur to second, and the ball gets by Lepsio. Keane is attempting to score. There's the throw to home, and Keane is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Herbert now pitching. Wayne Bilardi now playing first base. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman pinch runs for Sam Mealy. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bowling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Goodman now playing first base. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton juggles the ball. That's an error on Hatton. Bilardi moves to second. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bilardi scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kaline scores. Wilson moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wilbur for a passed ball. Wilson moves to third. Hoot Evers pinch hits for Ray Herbert. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 2 in the game. Consolo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatton moves to second. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatton scores. Consolo moves to second. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Consolo moves to third. Hudson moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Consolo scores. Hudson scores. Pearsall moves to second. It's 10-4, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to third. Goodman moves to second. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilbur hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Owen now catching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Niemann strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bilardi hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Lepsio reaches second base with a double. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a pop-up towards first. Bilardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Consolo is walked intentionally. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. he's got two RBIs. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Carl Olson now playing left field. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Olson. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to third. Niemann moves to second. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bilardi hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tuttle tags and scores. Niemann tags and moves to third. One out. It's 10-5, Red Sox. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-4 in the game. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Lepsio hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Olson. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Frank House pinch hits for Bob Miller. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling moves to third. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bowling tags and scores. One out. It's 10-6, Red Sox. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Olson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-8, Red Sox. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 8. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.